Welcome to National Health Education Week. It is October 24th, and today we are talking about health literacy game changers for health equity champions. And today with us, we have Kim, health educator, and Ashley, infectious disease preparedness generalist. Welcome.
Thanks. We're so excited. Go health education.
Yes, thank you. Hello. We're so excited to talk about health equity today.
Welcome, ladies, and thank you so much for being here and being a part of this series. And just briefly describe what you guys do here at the health department.
Yeah, so as a health educator, we keep the community healthy by sometimes we go into schools and we do hand washing and vaping programs. Right now we've been doing mindfulness, and yeah, our goal is to get information out to the community so they can make healthy choices in their life.
As an infectious disease preparedness generalist, a lot of my work overlaps with my colleagues. So I also go to the schools. We do mindfulness education, hand washing education. We're actually starting vaping prevention education, and I do a lot of community outreach, and I go to our satellite office a lot, and we have a lot of services that we provide. And when we're partnering with different organizations like eye screenings, we have our medical director.
Sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
And we're going to dive right into that. I think it ties in wonderfully with this episode's focus. But before we get into that, let's talk about what this podcast is all about today, and that's health literacy. What is health literacy?
Yeah, so health literacy is the ability to find, understand, and use health-related information and services for people to make informed decisions about their health. So it's more than just a patient being able to read a brochure. Literacy alone is the ability to read and write, but health literacy is different in that it helps empower individuals and communities when it comes to their health. You know, being able to have the confidence to fill out a consent form by yourself, or being able to understand a daily medication schedule or any instructions that your provider is giving you. It's just the ability to understand that and take it home.
So does health literacy have kind of like an age range, or is it, can it affect everyone?
Absolutely. I think it can affect everyone. I think no matter what age you are, kids, teenagers, adults, I think it's very important that everyone understands health information. They're able to digest it in a way that impacts them in a positive way.
So why are health literacy skills important for the community and for overall individuals?
That's such a great question. So health literacy helps eliminate health disparities and achieve health equity. 9 out of 10 adults struggle with health literacy. Even people with high literacy skills, like Ashley mentioned before, that's more like reading and writing, may have low health literacy skills in certain situations.
Can you kind of give us an example?
Yeah, of course. So, for example, someone who might be stressed and is sick when they're accessing health information, they may have trouble remembering and understanding and using that information because of how they're feeling when they see their doctor or their provider. So even people who might read well and write well, they can also still face health literacy issues when they aren't familiar with medical terms. Kind of like the term hypertension. A lot of people, you're not going to know what that means, and that's fine. I don't think every person knows what that is. Or if they're diagnosed with a serious illness, or if they're scared or confused. So once again, that feeling, you're kind of going into your doctor's office already, and they throw all this information at you, and now you're like, okay, now what do I do with this?
Right, yeah. You're already, the doctor's office is a little bit scary for some people, so
absolutely,
just kind of getting thrown with large words and large, and even simple numbers, too. You're not really sure what that means.
Exactly.
So how can having low health literacy skills impact the health of an individual?
Yeah, that is a really great question. People with low health literacy skills are more likely to have poor health outcomes, unfortunately. So this includes things like having longer hospital stays or increased emergency room visits, making errors with their medication, right? Also having trouble managing chronic diseases like things like diabetes or, like Kim said, hypertension or high blood pressure, right? They may not understand what hypertension is. So I think it's really important that not not just physicians, but any healthcare provider speak in plain language for them to understand what hypertension is. They can just tell them, you know, it means that your blood pressure is elevated, which means X, Y, Z. And they also might skip preventive services like getting your flu vaccinations or COVID vaccinations. So that also can lead to negative health outcomes.
So how can we as a health department advocate for health literacy and the importance of it?
Yeah, so through the health department, we can advocate for others and the importance of health literacy by using the information that we have in our community health assessment. A community health assessment is when we survey the community to get their input on what is the needs that we need to address within the city of Clifton.
Right. Awesome. So just kind of going back, how important health literacy is. If someone, for example, has high health literacy, would their basic outcomes of health be different than someone that has a low health literacy?
Yes. And this is because people with high health literacy, they have better health outcomes. They can make informed decisions about their health. They're able to, you know, deduce the health information in a way that people with low health literacy cannot. They have, as I said before, they have fewer emergency room visits. They have reduced hospital stays, less readmissions. They have better management of chronic conditions. They have improved quality of care overall. They feel, you know, confident. They feel like they can empower themselves, advocate for their bodies, advocate for their health at the office, the doctor's offices. They can also engage in active participation with the community, so things like exercising and maybe, you know, running in a 5K or walking, right? They can just motivate themselves that way. Than someone that may have low health literacy may not understand the importance of that.
Basically, in public health, why is health literacy so important?
Health literacy is important because I think kind of like Ashley just said, it empowers the individual, but then it also empowers the community to do more with their health and the health of the whole city.
Right. And so do you think public health, in the field of public health, health literacy is a specific priority? And then in the field of healthcare medicine, do you think that's a priority to them?
Absolutely. Health literacy should be, well, it actually is a priority area in the Healthy People 2030. There are actually six objectives to improve health literacy. One is to increase the number of adults with limited English proficiency who feel their providers explain things clearly. Increase the health literacy of the population overall is another objective. The third one is that we have to ensure that our healthcare providers check that patients understand instructions, have healthcare providers explain things in an easy to understand way, have healthcare providers involve patients in decisions about their healthcare, right? So if a physician is talking about a procedure that the patient is pretty worried about, right? And they're asking, what does it mean to have this procedure? The physician or the healthcare provider should be able to sit down with the patient, speak in plain language, why they're getting this procedure done, what does it mean, what is it going to help with, and how will it impact them overall with their health.
And I think Ashley actually sees that a lot at our satellite office when we're working with Dr. Cole, and we might have some patients that come in, and I'm sure you can speak on it more. And
yeah, absolutely. So Dr. Cole is our medical director, aka public health doctor. He actually spoke on our podcast before. And so just this week and next week, he's coming back. But a lot of the patients he sees is at our City of Clifton satellite office. And a lot of the patients are Spanish speaking. And so, you know, because Dr. Cole doesn't speak Spanish, as someone myself who does speak the language, I can help translate. And so the doctor's visits in general, not just Dr. Cole, but just, you know, any healthcare provider they're seeing, it's important that patients feel like they can leave the appointment feeling confident and without confusion about their health.
So just like you talked about briefly, Kim, and thank you, Ashley, for that great explanation regarding botany and the satellite office. And I do want to touch upon our satellite office a little bit more. But you touched upon the community health assessment that we are currently working on. And in the data that we have reviewed, it is stated that non-English-speaking residents have found that language barriers impact this population's ability to access resources and healthcare. Language barriers affect diverse populations' knowledge of available resources. So as a community health department, as a public health, in the public health field, I guess, how would we provide kind of tips and tricks on how to break this barrier and increase health literacy to these residents?
Great question. So I think, kind of like Ashley just said, we make sure that somebody whose first language might not be English is able to access somebody that does speak the language, and also making sure that any of the materials that we have, even especially the materials that we even bring to the Clifton schools, we want to make sure that those are in different languages. So let's say we have our children that are learning hand washing. We want them to take that home and be able to, for their parents to also understand it, so they can continue to do that and have those skills, not only for themselves, but also for the rest of their family. And then also at the health department, we have the language line. So if there is somebody that comes and we might not have somebody in the office that speaks that language, we can utilize the language line service, which helps us communicate and have an understanding amongst each other and make sure that the resident can leave and have the correct information, like Ashley said, doesn't have the confusion and can make these informed decisions.
Nice. And Ashley, you touched wonderfully upon our Botany satellite office.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just explain the reasoning behind the Botany satellite office and why that is so important to health literacy down there?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So the City of Clifton satellite office, or Botany office, opened in 2022. And it was a result of our 2018 CHA, or Community Health Assessment, that showed that the Botany Village area of Clifton, the 07011 zip code region of Clifton, is where people, you know, a lot of people in that area don't primarily speak English, or they may be underinsured or uninsured. A lot of them may be undocumented. They don't have access to many services like healthcare, dental care, mental health resources, social services support, things of that nature. So we opened this office, and, you know, one of our main goals is to partner with as many organizations as we can, so that way we can provide the services that that community needs specifically. And so health literacy in this case is very important because of the health disparities that we see largely in that region. And so because there are health disparities in the Botany Village area of Clifton, we really have to acknowledge the social determinants of health and increasing people's health literacy through these services, through providing the care that they need, that they don't have access to on a normal basis. And so, you know, that's my favorite part of my job, just helping the community get access to these resources and help them make informed decisions about their health.
And where is the satellite office located?
So it's on 207 Parker Avenue in Clifton, New Jersey. Zip code is 07011.
We have the big City of Clifton emblem, so you can't miss us. We're the City of Clifton Satellite Office.
Yes.
In Botany Village. And we also, the Community Policing Division is right next to us, so we also partner with them.
How does the Clifton Health Department use the six objectives to guide the work for improving health literacy?
Love this question, Lauren. Thank you. So the Clifton Health Department is actually in the process of finishing our Community Health Assessment, or CHA, and we will be drafting a Community Health Improvement Plan, the CHIP, which highlights and addresses the issue of health literacy. In fact, when we distributed our Community Voice Survey, it showed that one of Clifton's priority populations include those that are non-English speakers. And so those with English as a second language oftentimes have language barriers when accessing resources, things like health care, dental care, and even knowledge of the resources that we may provide.
What are the top languages spoken in the City of Clifton?
Clifton is actually one of the most linguistically diverse cities in the country. And so I believe we have over 60 languages spoken in the city. But the languages that we personally come across to a lot are obviously English, Spanish being the second largest, Polish, Arabic, and Indian languages.
As we just discussed, health literacy is mainly seen in a doctor's office or primarily in public health settings. But most likely, health literacy is kind of paper form and brochure form and kind of specific to reading and writing. So is there any form of digital media or media specific to literacy? Is there digital literacy?
Clifton Health on Air.
This podcast can count as digital literacy.
Yes, it definitely can. Mm-hmm. So people can access health information even while they're taking a walk around their block. And they can tune into our podcast and make informed decisions right in the comfort of their own car, their home.
Also, our website counts as digital literacy. Our Facebook and Instagram pages.
Right. You're absolutely right. And all of our web pages and social medias. But then this makes me think, how equitable is this to kind of our older populations? So let's kind of touch upon that. How's health literacy and digital literacy related to our individuals of the senior population?
So actually, in our community health assessment that was expressed and came up with that senior population, because this was a challenge for that community because of the lack of information access due to digital literacy. This affected the awareness of available community programs. So when we were just planning our senior barbecue this past September, we had to think, how were we going to get that information out to the community? How were they going to know about the organizations that were going to be there so they can decide if they were going to come or not? So we wanted to post flyers at the senior center. We put the information out on the Clifton Merchant. And I think, Lauren, you can correct me if I'm wrong, we also sent it out in the tax information that goes out with the city.
Yes, in one of our tax bills for, I believe it was the summer, we shared the senior barbecue flyer so that everybody could, you know, see it, all the residents that pay taxes. And if they were interested, they definitely called us because they said, oh, I saw this in the tax bill. What's this about? And we explain it, and then they signed up. It was great.
So, yeah, I think it's important because health literacy is knowing also where do people get their information, knowing your population, kind of like you said before, what population does health literacy affect in? It affects everybody across the lifespan. It affects teenagers. I'm sure they're not going to look at a flyer if we hand them one. They're probably going to crumple it up and throw it out. But if we show them this podcast, they might listen to it. But then the senior population, if we give them the paper flyer, they're going to be grateful that we gave them that information.
Right. And also, we post a lot of our flyers on the cable channel, the City of Clifton cable channel. And I know a larger senior population does watch the cable channel.
Oh, for sure.
The cable channel could also be considered a form of digital literacy. We also share our podcast on YouTube. So that's another form of the podcast being posted in the digital world. So the Clifton Health Department seems to be doing a lot of work in regard to health literacy. Do you think it's important to involve other key stakeholders and organizations in this work?
Yes, for sure. We would not be able to do this amazing work to improve health literacy concerns without the help of our partners. For example, during our meetings, it was highlighted that economic factors influence access to healthy foods, and so we worked alongside the Clifton Public Schools, School Meals for All New Jersey, United Way, and the Passaic County Food Policy Council to give families information on school meal and summer EBT applications. This was actually our largest outreach that we've ever done at the health department.
Yeah, I remember that that back to school night. We definitely worked alongside the Clifton Public Schools to attend each and every elementary back to school night. And I believe we had about 18 staff members, and those 18 people weren't all staff. Some of them were volunteers, interns. Mm-hmm. And so we definitely got the word out and had this information shared to each and every elementary student. And I believe, did we go anywhere else?
Yes, actually, Kim and I went to Clifton High School, and we went to the Clifton Early Learner Academy, mm-hmm. CELA A, to do the back to school night outreach there as well.
Right. And I think we had some people at CELA B and then CELA S.
Yes.
And so we definitely
went everywhere.
Yeah, we went everywhere. And it was one of the largest health education outreaches we've ever did. Yep. And that is just a form of how public health can really impact everyone, no matter how small you are, no matter how big you are, no matter who you are, public health is all around you. Mm-hmm. And absolutely, health literacy is so important. And so, ladies, please keep going and telling us why health literacy is so important and why partnering with specific organizations is so important.
Yeah, so also with the back to school night and kind of like we talked about before with the digital literacy, we also offered office hours in September and in the beginning of October for families both at our City of Clifton satellite office and here at City Hall, because we wanted to make sure that families had access to the assistance they needed for filling out the application that's on the school website, because a lot of them didn't even have their parent portal information. Mm. And we...
Right, and that was so important, mm-hmm. even to just to get on to the application.
Yes.
So a lot of them didn't know that they needed that password.
Exactly.
So it was good that we were there and we were able to offer those office hours, because I believe there was a success story in that. We won't say any names, but great job, Crystal and Jen.
Yes.
For helping that family out, because it really did help the community. It really did. It really did give these families an opportunity to get reduced school lunch, which is
yeah,
great.
Because they were able to access that information. It was able, now that child can go to school, they can learn, they can play, they can grow, and they can be an awesome Clifton Mustang.
Public health is all around us, right? I mean, as long as, like John says it every time, you know, before we walk out the door, did you make a difference in someone's life today? And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, because I honestly, you know, even driving to work in the morning, I always remind myself, like, even if it's one person that I helped today, one person that I, you know, gave a resource to or provided a service to, yeah. like, that's just one person that I helped for the day, so.
Right, yeah, and that one person is going to be so thankful. They're just going to be so happy that they got the help or they got this brochure. Ultimately, us as public health professionals, we need to make sure that they understand what's in the brochure.
Absolutely.
And if it's not in their language, we need to make sure that it's translated properly in their language or explained to them at a level they can understand.
Right.
So here at the health department, we strive on making sure all community residents are heard, number one, listened to, felt comfortable to come and talk to us about certain things.
Mm-hmm. And I think we yeah. just meet people where they are.
Yeah, and feel welcome to come.
Right.
And that's why the satellite office is so important as well, because it's in the heart of the community. So if you haven't checked our satellite office out, please do. It's
yes.
awesome.
Yes, it is.
And we have some upcoming events. Specifically, it is flu season, so we do have our flu vaccine down at the Botany satellite office. So if you have any questions related to that or regarding that, you can always give us the health department a call at 973-470-5760, or we'll add the link to the description below. Anything else, ladies? Any final words about health literacy?
No, if people call for the flu vaccine, we will answer any questions they have, because, like we just said, health literacy is important and we are trying to break that barrier.
Mm-hmm. And help you make you feel empowered.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you have any other questions related to health literacy, feel free to give us a call as well. Thank you, ladies, for coming on this podcast. We are so happy to hear your information today.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us today.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a wonderful day, everyone. I hope you learned something today.
Tune in to our podcast every day this week for a new episode. If you have any questions, you can email us at health@cliftonnj.org. You can visit our website, www.cliftonnj.org. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. Our handle is Clifton Health. And as we do before we leave every day, let us ask ourselves, did you make a difference in someone's life today?